FTC bans non-compete agreements for employers, Chamber of Commerce sues to block it. By Olivia Rondo on April 24, 2024. The Federal Trade Commission, FTC, has banned almost all non-compete employment agreements that prohibit workers from switching to competing businesses or starting one of their own. The ban narrowly passed 3-2 in a Tuesday vote after the commission received more than 26,000 public comments, some that were referenced by Chair Lina Khan. "We heard from employees who, because of non-competes, were stuck in abusive workplaces," she said, according to NPR. One person noted when an employer merged with an organization whose religious principles conflicted with their own, a non-compete kept the worker locked in place and unable to freely switch to a job that didn't conflict with their religious practices. The FTC's new rule, which will go into effect 120 days after publication in the Federal Register, calls non-compete contracts an unfair method of competition. Khan argued that those experiences shared by the public pointed to the basic reality of how robbing people of their economic liberty also robs them of all sorts of other freedoms. The commission claimed that over 25,000 messages from the public that came in during the 90-day public comment window beginning in January 2023 were in support of the FTC's proposed ban on non-competes. Around 30 million people, 20% of U.S. workers, are bound by non-competes, officials estimated. The FTC said the new policy could create a total wage increase of nearly $300 billion per year by allowing people more work freedom. Non-compete clauses keep wages low, suppress new ideas, and rob the American economy of dynamism, including from the more than 8,500 new startups that would be created a year once non-competes are banned, Khan said in a statement. The FTC's final rule to ban non-competes will ensure Americans have the freedom to pursue a new job, start a new business, or bring a new idea to market. In addition to growing thousands of new businesses, the FTC estimates that the average worker's earnings will increase by an additional $524 per year. The agency also stated that their decision is expected to lower healthcare costs by up to $194 billion and lead to an estimated average increase of 17,000 to 29,000 patents each year over the next decade. The FTC has also allowed an exception to the rule for existing non-competes between companies and their senior executives, who represent less than 0.75% of workers. But employers are banned from entering into or attempting to enforce any new non-competes, even if they involve senior executives, the agency stated. Employers will be required to provide notice to workers other than senior executives who are bound by an existing non-compete that they will not be enforcing any non-competes against them. Melissa Holyoke and Andrew Ferguson, the only dissenters and only Republicans on the commission, argued the FTC was going outside its boundaries of power in the decision, NPR reported. Holyoke predicted that the rule would be challenged in court, a prediction that came true shortly after the vote. Business groups led by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce sued the FTC in a Texas federal court on Wednesday, arguing that the commission doesn't have the power to issue such a rule. The group has been vocally oppositional to the proposed ban for over a year, saying that non-competes are necessary for some businesses in order for them to guard trade secrets. They have also argued that non-competes help workers in giving their employers a greater incentive to invest in workforce training and development, Bloomberg reported. This decision sets a dangerous precedent for government micromanagement of business and can harm employers, workers, and our economy, wrote Suzanne P. Clark, president and CEO of the U.S. Chamber, in a statement. Meanwhile, Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, applauded the FTC's decision as a vindication of economic freedom and free enterprise. Under Sections 5 and 6 of the FTC Act of 1914, the FTC is empowered to regulate to prohibit unfair methods of competition and unfair or deceptive acts or practices in or affecting commerce, the congressman wrote on X. "This law, in effect for over a century, reflects that our Constitution contemplates limiting all power concentrations in the country, whether public or private," Gaetz continued. "As housing costs continue to go up, and wages continue to remain stagnant under President Biden, the last thing we need are corporations limiting the ability of free Americans to engage in side hustles or change jobs." The FTC's rule is a win for American workers and consumers. Representative Thomas Massey, RK White, argued that employment contracts such as these have been and should be regulated by the states, not by bureaucratic rule.